Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Cheeky's in South Philly for Birds at the Bye. Benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. Brought to you by Bud Light. Joining us now, as he does every Wednesday at 4, is the great Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. What's up, Baldy?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
What up, Baldy?
A crazy NFL trade deadline. I think bigger trades than we've seen in a while at the deadline. You were on with us last week when we talked about Michael Carter, when the Eagles had made the trade for Michael Carter II. I wanted to talk to you about the two other guys they got. And the first one is Jalen Phillips. What did you think about the addition of Phillips, how he's looked this year, and how it projects to sort of address the issue they've had at edge all year long?
Well, he'll be their best edge player, period. I mean, he's a very veteran player. He's a great guy. I thought before he tore his Achilles, I thought he was going to be a breakout player in this league with 12 to 15 sacks. He's a true outside linebacker. He can drop into coverage. He can play the run. He's got great length. He's got a good head on his shoulder. He's a humble kid, but he plays the game the right way. He's just, even go back to college, UCLA, Miami's been beset by injuries, and that's what's plagued him. And if he stays healthy, he's going to be an impactful player for this team.
You have to make a lot of the fact that he's played for Vic before, because I would have to imagine a lot of the reasons that these midseason trades aren't always as impactful as you would hope they are is because integrating into a team in the middle of an NFL season has to be pretty difficult. But for Phillips, his familiarity with Vic Fangio and Vic, his familiarity with Jalen has to mean a lot.
I agree with you, Spike. I couldn't agree with you more. And I don't think the Eagles, I don't think they would have been as quick to make this deal. Because, you could go after pass rushers like they went after Bryce Huff, and it was a bad fit in Vic's defense. But this guy, he knows the terminology. He knows what Vic wants. Not everybody likes Vic in Miami. That's one reason why he's gone. But that's just because of the way he coaches and his personality. And some guys, could be coached like that, and some guys can't. I think Jalen liked it. And I think that's one of the reasons why, when John Clark was talking at the airport yesterday, he had a pretty big smile on his face. I think he respects Vic. I think he understands that, I'm not just a pass rusher in this defense. I need to be an every down player. Might have to cover tight ends. Might have to cover the curl flat, whatever it might be. And I'm good to do all that stuff, depending on what, they want to do. And so I think he gives them a great deal of flexibility. He fits right into the rotation right away, depending on, when Nolan Smith gets back. But I think they got themselves a great deal for a third-round pick.
Well, and the other thing that you would hope that I think works out for him and works out for them, and maybe one of the reasons he was so happy, is this is a contract year for him, and now he's on a team in the spotlight. So, maybe he plays so well, he plays himself off the Eagles into a big contract, but for this year, that has to it has to bode well for him, or bode well for them, that he is motivated by the fact that this could be a really big moment for him in terms of his future contracts, how he plays the next nine games.
I don't think there's any question. And the thing is, you know, the Eagles are building themselves for another deep run in the playoffs. And if you want to evaluate a player for a second contract or, you know, another contract, then watch him in the postseason against, you know, what are supposed to be the best teams. And then you can really make evaluations. I mean, the Eagles played four postseason games last year. You watch, for example, Nolan Smith in those four games. He was a dominant player. You know, they're going to get a chance to evaluate him just on – not on the next nine games, but, you know, if you're an Eagle fan, you're going to be able to see him in the postseason against, you know, pick a team. I mean, Seattle, the Rams, you know, pick another team out there and see how he performs. And that might be the first game you turn on if you're trying to decide to give him a contract or not.
Adding Jalen Phillips and bringing back BG, Nolan Smith should be coming off the IR at some point here. You got Jalix Hunt there. Baldy, how do you like the depth now the Eagles have at sort of that outside edge rusher slash linebacker position? You like the depth they have there now?
Yeah, you know, they want to play. They want to dress eight guys, right, Ike? They want to rotate them through. You want to do the hockey shifts, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, wave them through. But you don't want to have a drop-off, you know, right, when that second team comes in. And when they won the Super Bowl last year, I didn't feel like there was a drop-off, even when Jalen was a young guy. But I felt like there was good, solid depth throughout.
Yeah.
And I think they're back to that now. And they can wave these guys through without having to worry that, okay, if, I don't know, if Jalen Hunt's not on the – if Nolan Smith's not on the field, there's not going to be a drop-off in a big game, in a big spot, playoff game, or a play down the stretch here in the stretch run. You want to be able to, you know, be able to keep those guys fresh and play them through and keep them – you know, going into the fourth quarter and, you know, into week 17, 18, 19, 20 and beyond.
Yep. Yeah, you look at the three Super Bowls they've been to in the 8 years. I look at those defensive lines on all three of those teams. They went eight deep. Hell, yep. One of them, they may have even gone 10 deep. But they went eight deep on all those teams that made it to the Super Bowl. I feel like they got a good chance there with this. Well, they also brought in Jaire Alexander. Now, Jaire Alexander, someone that I liked, especially when he was in Green Bay. I like the sort of personality and attitude he sort of plays with and the confidence. But he hasn't been that player in a couple of years. He's been a healthy scratch down there in Baltimore. What do you think he can bring to the secondary? And do you sort of expect him to be the guy that shapes out to be that CB2 there?
I don't know yet. He played about 65 snaps in Baltimore, Ike. He wasn't good.
Yeah.
He wasn't good. I mean, they were terrible. Now, they're playing a lot better now without – now, that doesn't mean Jaire's a bad player or can't play. Obviously, he's had injuries in Green Bay. They gave up on him. But, you know, he's got a resume. He's got a resume of being a great player and a playmaker. And so you got to go put him out there and see how he performs, you know. And if he can't run well enough – against the receivers he's got to cover, probably starting with, you know, Matthew Campbell and some of these guys he's going to see in Green Bay on Monday night. He probably knows, you know, Watson and Dobbs and, you know, some of those guys better than anybody. Mm-hmm. And Jordan Love. So it might be pretty valuable this Monday night, putting him out there against his old team, knowing that he knows that offense as well as anybody, seeing him every day when he was there. So, you know, we're going to put him in the spotlight. And if, you know, one thing about that cornerback position, if you can play, we're going to find you. And if you can't play, we're going to find you.
Yep.
You know, so we're all going to know, I think, in the next couple of weeks, whether it was a wasted pick or whether it was a steal.
Yep.
Baldy, we're at the bye, basically the halfway point of the season. We've been talking today about just sort of where the Eagles sit at this point in the hierarchy of the best teams in the NFC. Do you see them as, you know, with those teams, the Rams and the Seahawks and maybe even the Packers and the Lions, or do you see them as a level above those teams? Like, how do you see, I guess, the tiers of the NFC at this point in the season?
That's a good question, you know, and it's, you know, we're going to find all that out. But if I had to look into a crystal ball, I mean, they're on the level with Seattle, with the Rams. You know, obviously, when you can get home run type runs from Saquon, that makes it a lot easier to beat some of those teams, but you can't count on that. But we've seen improvement in the offense enough where, and you're going to get a healthy team now in the second half of the season, at least to start the second half of the season. And I've seen watched all these teams, and you could be wowed by Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Sam Darnold and Matthew Stafford. But, you know, just if you just watch, and I know you did, Ike, but if you watch Mahomes against Buffalo the other day, I mean, he got hit 15 times. Like, he wasn't completing any big passes down the field on them. He was getting splattered all over the field. And so all these quarterbacks that have nice, shiny quarterback, you know, ratings and all that kind of stuff, it all changes when they start getting smacked pretty good. And, you know, I'm going to see Drake May Sunday against Tampa, and Todd Bowles, is, as we speak, is drawing up new pressures to go hit that kid. So we'll see if, you know, he's the number one rated quarterback after that game. But that's the league. That's what you got to do. You got to affect these quarterbacks. If you let Stafford or Darnold or Drake May or Jalen, if you let these guys sit back and give them time, like, they're probably going to, the way the rules are right now, the way that you start to, you know, every drive at the 35-yard line, I mean, they're going to score points on you.
Yep. You mentioned the Packers, and the Eagles play the Packers Monday night. The Tucker Kraft injury has to hurt them. Looking at that game, Packers have been a hard team to figure out, though they've won games. I don't think they've been as impressive as everyone thought they would be. What are the Eagles looking at on Monday night, and how much does the Tucker Kraft injury hurt them?
Well, I mean, he's their leading receiver, and, you know, he's got 6 touchdown catches. He's a guy that, you know, can catch it and finish it in the paint. Like, he was a big part. Now, they've got other guys, Musgrave, they got other guys there, Fitzpatrick, but they're not Tucker Kraft. This guy, I'm not comparing him to Gronk, but he kind of reminds you of how Gronk was. He's big, he rumbles, he breaks tackles, he always seems to get open. He was a safety valve. He took 3-yard flat routes and turned them into 40-yard gains. So it's a huge loss in that offense. Now, you know, can Matthew Golden pick it up? Or Christian Watson, who's now healthy, they're going to have to. But I don't think that the tight end position is a position of strength right now like it was. And he was a big part of what they did. So they have played pretty good defense, except for one game against Dallas. But they played pretty good defense all year. Micah Parsons, you know, he spoke up about the offensive performance, you know, against Carolina because it was abysmal. Carolina ran the ball down their throats. So, and then defensively, they beat them up in the trenches pretty good. So they got manhandled in Green Bay, but they've lost to Cleveland in Green Bay, and they've lost to Carolina in Green Bay. And so I'm sure that, you know, with the Eagles coming to town, I'm sure the coach is letting them know that we're not going to get embarrassed on Monday night against another NFC team.
All right, Baldy, thank you as always. We will talk to you next week, same time, same place.
Appreciate it, brother.
Take care, man. Enjoy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There he is, Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. At Birds of the Bye, so we're going all the way up until 6. Then ESPN on the air here with Elliot and Ray Diddy. But also going on from 6 to 8 is the Celebrity Bartender event. We'll all be there. Lane Johnson will be here as well. You can get him to serve you drinks. You can get him to say hi. No autographs tonight for Lane or any of the players here that are serving the drinks. They're there to have fun, serve the drinks. And don't blame them for the autograph thing. That's on us.
Don't worry. I'll take care of your autographs.
Yeah. Ike will sign all the autographs. So leave and sign Lane Johnson if you want him to. Whatever you need.
I'll write Lane Johnson.
Yeah, whatever you need. But we need them serving drinks, not signing autographs. So, again, that is they'll – and the reason we make that on us is because they're good guys. They want to do it for everybody.
Yes.
But we want to make sure that everyone gets a chance to get a drink served by your favorite Eagle. And so that is 6 to 8 here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Travis Mannion Foundation. And there are great raffles tonight, including a trip to go see Eagles Commanders with fans of Philly. We all know the fans of Philly's trips are awesome.
And that's going to be a win now that, you know.
Well, don't jinx it.
Oh, come on.
Don't jinx it.
Come on.
Marcus Mariota.
Still an NFC's game, Jack.
And it's on a Saturday.
Former Eagle great, Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, former Eagles great. Also former Eagles great, Zach Ertz, there on that team.
Yeah.
Should have traded for him yesterday.
We don't need a
tie. What do they need with Zach Ertz?
He's 11 catches away from setting the all-time franchise record for receptions. That would have been nice in his last year.
For the Eagles?
Yeah.
He don't already have that? I thought he broke Harold Carmichael.
I think he's 11 away. That's what I saw yesterday.
Did he break a Harold Carmichael record?
I don't know.
I thought he did. Single season?
Maybe it was a single season.
Well, single season, there's no way he's 11 away from anything.
No, I think he actually has the record.
That's the record that he broke.
Yeah,
maybe the single season record.
That's the record that he has.
You know, Baldy talking about J.R. Alexander, everybody's saying the same thing.
By the way, sorry about that. Spike.
No, go ahead.
I just feel like it's my duty.
Yes.
Harold Carmichael's number should be retired.
There you go. Get that in there.
I feel like every time I say Harold Carmichael's name, I should say his number should be retired. Should have already been retired.
Yeah, come on, Eagles. Well, what are you doing?
Alshon.
Yep.
Straight into Nakobe?
He had a Nelson in there, too.
Well, Nelson was first, yeah.
Yeah.
215-592.
Yeah, Harold's number one, sorry.
215-592-9494. Herb in the Northeast. You're on
WIP. What's up, HR season? We got the Flyers now. One week at a time. Hey, I agree.
Is that a Howie Roseman season?
Or is it Herb Rifkin?
Yeah.
That's right. It's both.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right,
go.
Big dog.
Yeah,
yep.
Boy.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm heading down the Blue Route to come after you, boy.
Whoa.
Got him.
You know, Herb, we talked to a gentleman here.
Oh, he's wearing his Lobo jersey. What jersey are you wearing, Herb?
I got the Lobo jersey. Longview Lobos coming
down. Buddy.
Number 99.
So, Herb, we talked to a gentleman here earlier who works at I'm not going to say the name of the airline, but works at an airline, said that he used to work with you and was telling us all sorts of stories about little stuff that you used to get into when you worked there.
Yeah, I brought a plane in one time.
You brought a plane in.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah,
you didn't bring the plane in yourself.
With the big
headset
or whatever and the lights?
A 757 about 10 o'clock at night, bro. Yep.
Well, that sounds like a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Is the plane okay?
Guess what? They do that now all the time. That's their job now.
What were you doing? It's just...
The union was on, the mechanics union was on strike.
Oh, man, back in
1999.
Wait a minute, you're a scab?
Mike Plummer.
Wait, are you a scab?
My manager, Mike Plummer. Okay?
Oh, I'm sure Mike Plummer appreciates this.
Did you cross the picket line?
Wait a minute.
Next day, yeah.
Oh, are you a rat? You a rat?
Okay. The plane, the nose was fine. Came right to the gate.
Yeah, the wing, no not problem. So much. But, yeah, wow. Wow.
I'll show you when I get down there exactly what I did, how I did it.
We all know how you did it.
You went
we can all do it.
Yeah, whatever.
It's not rocket science.
What's that guy's name?
I'm not divulging anything.
No, we can't.
But he said there was a whole thing with you and another employee in one of the bathrooms. Could you confirm?
No, I don't know nothing about bathrooms.
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm afraid to even ask this question.
Dude, I used to work around the clock there. So
is it him and another gentleman in the bathroom, or him and a woman in the bathroom?
There were three people. There were three people in the bathroom.
No. When 9/11 came, okay.
All right. Now you brought it down.
See how we land this plane?
Yeah. Wrong.
All right.
You're talking a lot, Spike, today.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, sorry.
Yapping a lot.
Yeah.
Where's Broz at? Where's my guy Broz?
He's gone.
He's gone.
Signing autographs.
You were supposed to hook me up with Brian Baldinger, right?
We gave him your number. I gave him your number. Can I give him your email address?
He said he couldn't wait to hear from you.
Yeah.
I want to talk to him on a three-way when he's doing the show.
You want to have a what?
Like in the bathroom?
When he just did his show. I just listened to him.
Can we give him your email? What's your email address again?
You know it. Okay. Baseball23@Yahoo.
What's your number, though?
215.
No. Don't do that.
Stop messing with her.
Yeah. So, Herb, real quick, during the celebrity.
Why you didn't let him give his number out?
No. Because I can't. Here's the problem.
Give out your brother's number.
Yes, but he's my brother. The problem with the Herb thing is I could tell Big Deep Voice Luke to dump it, but it's still on the stream and it's on YouTube.
You don't think Herb really wants everybody to have his number?
The other day at the arena. I think he's related to you. They went to the game. He spotted me right away.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's related to you, or he's a good friend of yours, or something.
What's his name?
He came right. I can't remember.
What did he look like?
It was a tall guy, dark hair, I think.
Yeah. That's Paulie.
Yeah, your buddy is.
We go way back. Herb, just one quick question. So we have the celebrity bartending event happening tonight, and Lane Johnson will be here, but we said no autographs. I guess the question is, if people come and want your autograph, are you willing to sign autographs? Are you no autographs as well?
I'm only staying for an hour because I got a
That's
job
actually a
tomorrow
long time.
At 4:30 in the morning.
Whoa.
With the college I got the college mascot. I got to take them downtown to Comcast.
Okay.
You understand?
So, we'll let people know here, then, that you are signing autographs. Though.
So you will sign the autographs.
For an hour.
Okay.
Six,
all right.
Six to seven.
That's good to know.
Any charge? Is there any charge for that?
Of course it's free. You know that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, man just of the people.
Sure.
Yep.
Just making sure. And just any insight you can give us on the thing with the bathroom with the two other people when you were working for the airline.
I don't know about that.
All right. Okay.
Deny all the way to the end.
Yep. Deny. Yeah, I've heard that before. All right, Herb. So how far away are you?
Not too far. I'm moving pretty good. I'm around coming up to, let me see. There's a sign coming up, I think. I'm like in the middle or so. I'm right here at here it is, Springfield.
Oh, okay. You're not far. You're 20 minutes away.
Springfield. Yeah,
25 minutes.
Well, as long as it's 95, ain't James.
Okay. All right, Herb. Well, we look forward to seeing you when you get in here. All right? All right.
God bless you, Herb.
God bless you, Herb.
Did he say God bless you?
I think so.
Later.
Yeah, later, Gator. Yeah, I made up the – no, I did meet a guy that worked with him. I made up the bathroom thing to see if I could maybe get something out of him. Maybe something happened that we didn't know about.
Yeah, me fool.
Yeah, you know.
I'm like, hold on, who the hell was he in the bathroom?
Well, it's, you know, it's like a little interrogation tactic I used to use back in the day when I had an interrogation.
See if you'll cop to it.
Yeah, yeah, see if I'll cop to something. Maybe there's a story. Would you have been that surprised if there was some story?
No, I actually believed it. That's why I said. I
was waiting for him to get a little excited.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we do have Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Love it.
It's been a big week. Has anyone locally done anything big with the trade deadline, or did they just leave it to the national guys? We will find out. That is coming up next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Be here all the way up until 6. Then the celebrity bartending event. It's Birds at the By. Benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. It is brought to you by Bud Light. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly on a Wednesday, very special day, Birds at the By, to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light. The celebrity bartender event starts at 6, goes from 6 to 8. Now, I just got some confirmations.
Yeah.
I know Lane Johnson will be here.
Okay.
Also confirmed Jordan Mailata. We'll be here.
Oh, the big dog. You knew the big dog was going to be here.
Come on, he missed Chickies. He hadn't been here in 2 weeks. Hadn't seen me in 2 weeks.
You might be right.
Yeah, I have to ask him if they're a block away. And Brett Toth will be here as well.
Oh, so you got the O-line coming in.
Newest offensive line superstar, Brett Toth.
Yep.
So they will be serving drinks. No autographs, but serving drinks.
And I'll just say this.
Yeah.
While I know everybody's coming down, and they're going to want their drinks made from Lane and Jordan Mailata, Brett, I understand that, Super Bowl champions, get all of that.
Yep,
I'm the one with the heavy pour hand.
Oh, you know what I mean? You're a heavy pour guy?
Come see me.
Yes.
You feel me?
Yes,
you
heavy
get,
pour.
You want to get your money's worth. I don't know if I should be saying this on air. Pete may not be in.
What's he going to do about it?
What's he going to do about it?
He'll never notice.
No, he's fine.
Come on. I think a bunch of other WIP people will be here as well. I believe Rhea will be here. Seltzer? Yeah.
Well, Seltzer's doing 6 to 8 with.
He's doing the Go ESPN. Birds.
No.
ESPN, I'm sorry.
There you go. Get it right, Ike.
Yeah.
My bad.
And then Ray Diddy will be here for ESPN with Elliot and James from 6 to 8.
I know the Godfather ain't serving drinks.
Well, no, he says he's going to shotgun a beer. That's
would love to see that.
That's what he's going to do.
Would love to see it.
And other confirmation.
Ooh.
What?
Bam singing 530 Creed.
Bam
from Upper Darby singing 530 Creed.
There we go.
He asked me at the break. I said, absolutely.
Yes.
Jack's over at booking guests.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think. So what other listeners have sung 530 Creed? OK Andrew sung it.
Justin Tennessee.
And Owen.
Owen did a great job, so Justin. Yep. Add a little twang. I cried out, heaven save me.
Herb doesn't know the song. And in the middle, he's like, okay. You know? So that would be an issue.
Okay.
But I'm looking forward to BAM.
Yeah. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Keep screwing that up. Sorry. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Who is the second best team in the NFC? The options are the Rams, the Seahawks, the Lions, and the Packers.
Ooh.
Now, I know you think it's the Rams.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'll tell you, those damn Seahawks, though, man.
Looking pretty good.
Can't get a read on them.
Yeah.
They're kind of like last year's Vikings. Which were also quarterbacked by Sam Darnold. I
mean, yes.
The Vikings went 14-2 last year.
Three.
14.
Yeah.
They were 13-4 or 14-3?
I thought they were 14-3.
They lost that lost that tiebreaker to the Lions the last game of the season for home field advantage. Yeah, no, you're right. Listen, Sam Darnold, what, they had 35 touchdowns last year? 35 touchdown passes?
Yep.
14-3.
So he's starting to look like the guy he was projected to be coming out of college. And Seattle, they play, their brand of football is solid. So you almost know what you're getting.
Yeah.
And you still can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And you look at the losses they had, nothing embarrassing about the losses. They lost a tough game at home to San Francisco early in the year.
Yep.
I think they lost by three, or certainly was one possession. And you needed a Baker Mayfield great performance to beat Sam Darnold in the other game that was a tight game at home. And even in that game, I think Sam Darnold threw four touchdown passes in that game.
Yeah, he's been really good. And he's got the pedigree, right? It shouldn't be shocking that eventually he's good and that maybe it could be real. You know, I understand questioning the playoff thing until he proves it.
Yeah.
But it's not like he's been a – he had one bad playoff game. He hasn't had opportunities. He's bounced around from team to team to team. So last year and this year is really his first opportunity to show whether he's a playoff guy or not. I don't think you should say that he can do it until he does it, but I also don't think – he doesn't. There's a lot of play. A lot of quarterbacks that have a record of not getting it done in the playoffs. He doesn't have that yet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up! You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And I'll dare to say this. I think this Seattle team is better than that Minnesota Vikings team last year.
Really?
I do.
They had a good defense last year, that Vikings team.
They do.
Yeah.
And this Seattle's defense is good.
Yeah.
It's a good Seattle defense. Their running game hasn't necessarily established itself, but they have two capable backs,
yep.
Kenny Walker and Charbonnet. So,
Spartan dog.
Yeah. Yep, Spartan dog. And then we talked about it. Who doesn't love Jackson Smith and Jigba?
Yes. And to give yes. – not saying that he's not great – but, you know, Sam Darnold was going and throwing to Justin Jefferson. Everybody knew Justin Jefferson was great. You have to give Sam Darnold a little bit of credit for putting Jackson Smith and Jigba in position
yes.
to produce the way that he's producing. He's been the best receiver in football this year.
Yes.
From a production standpoint.
Like, he's getting pretty good production out of the rest of those
guys. Out of those other unknown players.
Who you don't really know.
Horton
caught two the other night. The
tight end. Arroyo. He's pretty good.
Dude, I thought it was Jimmy Graham for a second.
And they added the speed guy from New Orleans. Shaheed.
Oh, yeah.
They just added him, so... pretty good.
The poll was.
The good thing about that is they have to battle each other.
Yes.
Seahawks and the Rams.
Well,
and
the Niners are 6-3.
The Niners are just hanging around at 6-3.
Well,
and they upgraded a quarterback.
I shut up. I wonder if Elliott will give credit to Kyle Shanahan. He's doing it with another quarterback. They're down so many people on injuries. Just about every offensive...
Yeah, no receivers.
Well, every offensive weapon has been hurt. Finally, they got Kittle back.
Yep.
But they've been without everybody the entire year. The defense has had two enormous injuries. They just lost Mykel Williams or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just keep winning games. Now, I don't think they're a threat to get out of the NFC, but that's a fight every time you go in for a game with the 49ers.
I feel like Shanahan is our coach version of Josh Allen.
Well, a little bit. You know, like, everybody says, well, he hasn't won a Super Bowl. That's true.
Well, he's been to two of them.
He's been to two of them.
With two different quarterbacks.
With two different quarterbacks. And every quarterback you put with Kyle Shanahan, that team is successful. From Jimmy Garoppolo to Brock Purdy, now Mac Jones, like... I'm thinking of McVay. McVay had the game with Baker, right?
Yes.
Baker played one game with
McVay. That's where Baker stayed his career.
Yeah.
No, listen, Kyle Shanahan's a good coach. Like,
yeah.
And here's the thing. That's his coaching tree. McVay.
Yes.
You know, now McVay was under his dad, too, Shanahan. But they all left Kyle Shanahan, the guy, LaFleur in Green Bay.
Kevin O'Connor.
Kevin O'Connor, yep, and you got the Miami Dolphin guy.
McDaniel.
Like that's Kyle Shanahan's coaching
team. Zach Taylor. Was Zach Taylor?
Zach Taylor, yeah, I think
he
was.
Well, he's McVay. So, like, I always get, like,
oh, Zach Taylor is McVay. But did they all work for Shanahan at some point?
Well, and then you look at the 2013 Washington Redskins at the time.
That whole coaching staff.
They had McVay. They had Shanahan.
Yeah.
They had Kevin O'Connor. They had all those guys.
215-592-9494. We will get to the
still couldn't win
the Eagles insider. Oh, and the results of the Twitter poll. Number one was the Rams as the second best team in the NFC at 46.5%. Number two is the Lions at 27.5%. Then the Seahawks at 22, and the Packers at 3.
Yeah, that loss to the Vikings doesn't.
It's tough for Detroit,
but it doesn't discourage me from what I think Detroit is.
Well, and the Vikings are not a bad team.
Yeah, it's a divisional opponent. I still think Detroit is a. When you look at overall talent, they got the argument to have the most talent of any team.
They're right there with the Eagles.
Yes.
215-592-9494. The Philly Fatnatic, is that correct, in Springfield?
Yeah, that's the name, Philly Fatnatic.
We found him.
Now, I was going to ask whether this is Springfield Monco or Delco, but my guarantee is that it's Delco. Yeah.
You know
never
what's going on in your head.
Well, yeah, dude, I hear you. And there's no Philly Fatnatic in Springfield Monco. Yeah.
See, I'm a little heavy, and I got Philly tattoos all over me, so they started calling me the Philly Fanatic.
All right. Well, I like
it.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm here to tell you, they're moving Cooper DeJean to cornerback number two. Next Gen Stats has him already being over there past two games 31% of the time.
Well, he plays their base. So when they're in base defense, he's already been there. But the question is, they don't play base a lot. So the question is he there when they're not in base? And I don't... I think that they don't want to do that if they don't have to. That's what Vic has already said. Now, we'll find out soon, right? We'll find out if Jair Alexander can play, and if he can't, maybe they're going to have to do that.
Well, we all know Jair's here just to get a free ring at the end of the year. That's what he's here for.
Like Bradbury's last year.
Yeah, exactly. He just wants a free ring. But I'm on my way to Chickie's right now just so I can get Herb's autograph.
There you go.
I need
Believe me, he will be signing them, yes.
Yeah, he's only signing 6 to 7. Now they are free.
I'll be first in line with Herb.
Good.
There you go.
He's eager to meet you. He'll talk to you for 25 minutes.
Yep, at least.
I want to be my best friend. I'm worried about Seattle, though, to be honest with you, over any of the teams. They look like a well-oiled machine right now running through teams.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
If I'm worried about any team at Seattle, because they're on a little run where it almost looks like us back in 2021 when Giuliani had a bad first year, and that second year he came back and took us to the Super Bowl. That's kind of what Seattle is giving me vibes of.
Yeah, and the big danger with Seattle we were talking about earlier is that we don't have the tiebreaker over Seattle like we do with the Rams. So the worry is that you end up having to go there for an NFC championship game, and that is a loud place to play. And you're, as Ike mentioned, you're flying all the way across the country.
And they haven't won there in a long time.
In Seattle. We are cursed in Seattle.
I think Ike's team was the last team to win
Seattle. Yeah. It's like Russell Wilson would kill us. Now, you know what I mean? But our team's better than them. They would have to go on a magical run. We have the better team. We have the better quarterback, the better pretty much everything besides wideout. I give Smith and Jigba better than AJ and Devontae probably right now. But aside from that, we're better than them at everything. So really the only people that can get in our way is we get in our own way and do the dumb stuff that they do once in a while. If we just keep it running, it's a repeat back-to-back championship. And it's a year of back-to-back. It seems like everyone's going back-to-back nowadays.
We might as well. Yeah, hockey, there's back-to-back. Baseball, back-to-back.
Make it three. Make it three in a row.
WNBA, that's what I'm saying. So we're the next to go back-to-back. You can't tell me any different. And Jalen's winning the MVP.
Yeah, buddy.
Like he always does.
Yeah, buddy.
One last thing. Who needs Sauce Gardner when we have Sassy Elliott, okay?
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Hey.
We should play Sassy Elliott for Ray tonight.
Yeah, girl.
He's my vote for Insider of the Year by far right now.
Sassy Elliott?
Sassy Elliott.
Yes.
He's my vote.
All right, thanks. Thank you. See you in a bit, Philly Fanatic. Speaking of...
They haven't won at Seattle since 2008.
Yeah.
Well, how many times have they played there?
Todd Harriman scored a touchdown in.
Yeah, I don't know. In 05, they lost out there 42-0.
They lost out there 42-0?
Yeah.
Or was that at home?
No, it was out there.
It was a Monday night game.
Sorry,
that was a Reggie White retirement night.
Yeah, it was here.
I remember sitting in Atlanta watching
Jack.
That.
Is he even a real fan?
Well, I was sitting – yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I was sitting in Atlanta watching that game. It snowed that night.
Really?
Yeah, when they lost to Seattle.
42. Who was even their quarterback?
That was Hasselbeck, yeah.
It was before Tavares Jackson.
Yeah.
So speaking of Sassy Elliott and Eagles Insider of the Year, it's time to do the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Oh, it's a big week for insiders. You kidding me? Trade deadline, all that action. You must have seen Eagles beat writers with scoops all over the place.
Nope.
And we're going to be kind this week and give people credit for things other than scoops. And they all tried to convince us they had the Jalen Phillips scoop. They didn't. They all got it at the same time. Everybody got the same text. All right. Here are the power rankings. Number 5, Cameron Wolf.
All right.
Now, he, NFL.com reporter.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did have the Jalen Phillips. As far as we could tell, he had the Jalen Phillips rumor before anybody else did. So he is number 5 on the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. Number 4, Elliott Shore Parks. What did he do? Not much. Now, you might say Elliott was out of the country during trade deadline, and how could a Eagles Insider of the Year candidate go, you know, out of the country when so many big things are happening? But then you go and you look and you see he did a video in front of Buckingham Palace.
Impressive.
He gets some credit for that.
Yeah. Well, he stopped vacation to do some work.
Yes.
Which is, you have to give him a little bit of credit.
And well, he's always good for that.
Well, listen, and we know this about our guy. I don't care where he's at. He's locked into what's going on with
him. He is.
He's on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
He's never really on vacation. So if something happens, he wants to be there to have his say.
Let me ask you this. Let's say it's trade deadline weekend, and Elliott goes to London with his wife on vacation. They're at dinner. Is Elliott checking his phone for trade rumors?
Without a doubt.
Now, is he doing it openly, or is he going to the bathroom and checking Twitter while he's in the bathroom?
So, if I was Elliott, I bet he has...
Well, you look at your phone all dinner anyway.
Well, I have the Apple Watch, so I have notifications on. So,
okay.
If it's important, you can check it real quick.
Okay.
Well, and the wife has to know this is sort of who he is.
Right.
He's into that phone.
Yeah.
Now,
he's into that phone.
I have my wife knows.
That's like Shefty. You think Shefty isn't checking his phone no matter where he's at?
He's probably got 3 phones.
For sure. Elliot's never had a scoop, though. So I don't know if we could make him Shefty.
Yeah.
I mean, he got Aziz Ojulari. That's his big claim to fame.
And he stinks.
Healthy scratches, that's not his fault.
No, I'm talking about Aziz Ojulari.
Yeah, but it's not Elliot's fault that Aziz stinks.
I understand.
Stinks. Yeah.
I understand.
I don't know. The phone out at dinner, my wife knows. I get real tight.
Oh, I can see that.
When the phone comes out of there.
Why? Does you want to talk?
Yes. I don't. I say it to my mom. She brings her phone out. She knows I'm so tight about it. She'll even say, I want to check for X. I don't want to see anybody's phone out at dinner.
I have gotten better about it.
Oh, it's so disrespectful.
But I did. We went out Sunday evening. me, Jill, and the boys. And I did start streaming the Chiefs Bills game.
Let me tell you now.
At dinner?
Now that's ridiculous.
Dude, streaming. It's a big game. I didn't want to miss
for
it.
For who? Not for you.
Well, everyone knows I'm a football guy.
All right. Yeah. Elliot at number 4.
My phone is everywhere with me.
Yeah? I have it. I don't take
no,
it out.
No, I mean,
of
when I mean that.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
I mean, now I'm late sometimes picking up stuff, but I will check Twitter. I feel like if I go longer than 30 or 45 minutes to an hour without checking Twitter, the whole world has passed me by.
That's fine.
It's good.
Yeah, I kind of like the world passing me by. When I get the, it's one of the reasons I like going to the movies.
Yeah.
Because I am forced to not look at my phone. Well, yeah. Because I'm a good human, and I go to the movies, and I don't look at my phone. All right, number 3 on the Eagles Inside of the Year Power Rankings.
Yes.
Joe DeCamera.
Wow.
What the hell did Joe do?
Joe reported this morning that Brandon Graham told him that he would be active for Monday night's game against the Packers. Now, is that, would we have all guessed that? For sure. But he had it.
Yeah.
Elliot didn't have it.
What happens when he's not active Monday?
Well, then he drops out of the power rankings.
Let me tell you what I'm rooting for.
Yeah.
BG not to be active on Monday.
Yeah, it would be huge. Would be huge.
No, I'm sure he'll be active Monday.
Now, number 2 on the Eagles Inside of the Year power rankings. And number 2 and number 1 are giving credit to a couple of Eagles reporters who, during Howie's availability yesterday, asked the questions that everybody wants to know. You could go in there and get a little quote for your little story, or you could ask the questions that everybody wants to know. Coming in at number 2 is Jimmy Kempski. Jimmy Kempski did ask about the pursuit of Micah Parsons and Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
That's a question that had to be asked, and he gets credit for it. And yeah. I thought it might have been Zach Berman, but Jack was pretty sure that it was Jimmy Kempski.
Yes.
If it was Zach Berman, then Zach is number 2 and Jimmy Kempski.
No, it was Jimmy. I mean, Howie even said it.
Yeah.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he said he's trying to get me a fine, Jimmy.
Okay. And number 1, it's been a while since he's been number 1. Tim McManus.
Congrats, Tim.
T-Mac, what did he do?
Asked about trading A.J. Brown.
Oh, okay.
Look.
It's an important question.
Somebody had to do it. You know they're all scared to do it.
Yep.
And you know they all didn't want to look like the fool because they all were like, there's no chance it's happening. But McManus
got in there.
Wanted to get the answer that everybody wanted. And if you listen to the answer, at no point did he say, no, we didn't listen to offers. At no point did he say that. So number 1, a familiar spot for Tim McManus. At number 1 on the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. Congratulations, Tim.
Making
Tim
a
McManus
run.
Is back.
Yeah.
We know Tim's a second half guy.
He is. Yeah. Well, you know he's got some story.
Got some story cooked up.
Yeah. With a bunch of quotes.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Haven't heard from this guy in forever. Jerry the truck horn guy, you're on WIP. What's up, Jerry? Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, weak.
A loud horn.
Hey, Jerry.
Well, I think it's so loud it's cutting out the phones.
Yeah, I can't hear you, Jerry.
It's been a grip since I've been talking to you guys, so sorry about that. I had some hiatus things I had to take care of.
Hey, Luke, back there, could you push up his volume? Not here. We're good here. Could you just make sure he's loud enough there?
I can hear you guys fine.
We couldn't hear you.
Yes. I'm not worried about my microphone. I'm worried about your cell phone. So, all right. Go ahead, Jerry. Sorry.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yep.
No.
Okay. Do you need another truck horn?
Or
do you
No.
So, all right, guys. So, I'll just give you a little update on some things.
Okay.
I'm the squirrel that still hasn't cracked the nut at home, but you know, out on the road, the nuts sometimes get cracked every now and then. But
whoa.
You know, you know, so I just want to say I wouldn't trade Howie for anything, dude. Howie's the man. He's gotten he picked up some new stuff for us, and I believe it's going to work out for us.
Would you trade Howie for $1 million?
Well, if it was $1 million coming to me, yes.
Yes, yes,
but
okay.
I would.
You see how quick that changed?
Yeah, would you trade Howie for $10,000?
No, that's not enough. Right. No, it's not
20?
Enough, dude. Like,
20?
No, no. It has to be over 100 grand for me to even think about it.
50 grand cash, you don't have to report it to the government.
Ooh.
Ooh, man.
Girl.
Maybe. Well,
girl.
I could do a lot of stuff with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, you could.
So,
but could it replace having a winning football team?
Yeah, I wouldn't care about that. You know,
yeah. If he had 50 grand in his pocket, in a suitcase, cold hard cash, unmarked bills.
Yeah, unmarked. I'd walk away with that in a second, you know.
Okay.
I'm one of them type of dudes that would just walk away from that.
But, okay.
So, everything's good on the home front.
Well, is it though?
You know, the couch gets a little hard every once in a while, but...
Hey. That's not the only thing.
Unfortunately, I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is.
You know.
I think you might need an old BC.
I've been scratching that tree. It's got a lot of oil on it. It's just like, it's like the light poles.
Here's what I figured out with you. The only way you have your ex-wife living with you under these conditions is that you're still trying to get back with her.
Of course she is. Yeah.
See, that's what that is, Jerry.
And here we go. Good lady. We respect each other.
You're trying to get in there. We're going to get
you two crazy kids back together.
Yeah.
Well, hey, if I got to keep calling WRT and blasting her, then, you know, and get yelled at afterwards, I'll take it.
How about this, Jerry? Jerry, if I were to pay for a dinner for you, your lovely ex-wife, and Justin, our video guy, just to go as a chaperone, would you do that?
Oh, I'd be down 100%, but then down getting her to do it would be like, it might be like pulling teeth. You know what I'm saying? The dentist is hard on you, so
yeah.
I'm all in, but she probably will because we would just still go and talk about stuff later. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But. It's an intriguing situation. I might have to run it by her. We've done a few things that might be able to. I'll ask her about it. See what she thinks.
Hold on, is she seeing someone else?
I don't think so.
You would know. Y'all live together.
I really don't. I don't think she is. To be honest.
Okay. Well, then you got a chance.
Jerry's not pushing
the right buttons. Jerry, you're not pushing the right buttons.
He's not pushing any buttons. Jerry, did you know the best caller today gets the Hess Toy Truck 2025 Stock Car Racers, and you are in the running for
dude,
that?
I'm Mr. Hess, dude.
There you go.
I'm Mr. Hess. I need a good tour. My youngest son Ryan. I need a good tour for my youngest son. No sob stories.
Yeah, no sob stories.
Okay. I'm just saying he would like it, but he probably would play for it like 2 seconds, like then go back to his.
It's got
to
be a good call. Got to be a good call. It's not most deserving. Yeah. It's best call. You know.
No. Well, you know, I'm one of your afternoon mainstays. I went on a hiatus for a little. No. I'm not.
Yeah. Where were you?
I ended up switching jobs. I was in a bad spot. I'm still on the road. I'm in Missouri right now, heading back to Illinois. I was just in Dallas the other night when they got their asses whipped by the Cardinals. So I was happy about that. And then I picked up a load and flaunted my Eagles gear while I was getting loaded. So I was very proud of that moment. So I'm not afraid of the people in Dallas because there's a few of them that don't even like Dallas. I don't know why, but they don't.
All right. All right, Jerry, the truck on guy.
I appreciate you guys. I love you guys.
There he is, Jerry, the truck horn guy. Just out of control, as always. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5 here at Birds at the Bye?
Oh, the worst things that happen every time you talk to students.
Oh, because you talked to students today.
Man,
I could come up with a list of 50.
I figured you guys would both have good answers for it, and I thought Robbie E. would have good answers for it as well.
Yes, Rob Ellis joins us for the 5 o'clock hour. This is Birds at the Bye. We're at Chickies and Peas in South Philly. It benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. It is brought to you by Bud Light. Coming up at 6 here at Chickies, the celebrity bartending event. There's raffle stuff, including a trip to go see Eagles Commanders with fans of Philly. Celebrity bartending confirmed Lane Johnson. Jordan Mailata, Brett Toth. No autographs, but they'll serve you drinks. And rumor has it, Ike, heavy pour behind the bar. Don't tell Pete.
That's the rumor.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.